So we're in a new day, aren't we? It's a new thing. I just want to honor again. I just want to honor the new that is on our youth.
Yes.
Really honor the new that's on our youth. Thank you, Lord. Want to honor what God is doing in you, Loren. Definitely. There's something vibrant. Honor. There's certain people that are breaking through. And this morning, we can't all be breakthrough people. Really can't. And yet we are all breakthrough people. Okay? We all belong to each other. But there's some people who will be that thing that pierces. It's the right at the tip of the arrow. And they will pierce through. And that bit feels slightly awkward. It feels awkward. Ooh, I've got to go and wave this pretend sword, because I don't see it. Did you see the sword? Did you see the sword? You felt it. We've got to wave this pretend sword all over the people. That shakes you, because in that moment you're either saying, I believe this. I believe this is what's actually happening. Or we're just playing about. I don't think anybody who comes into the house of the Lord should be playing about. And therefore, there is something that is shifting upon the body. I see it in this way, that the body is shifting.
Yes.
And there's a piercing. A piercing through, a plumb line, an alignment that is thorough. Neil comes up and, there is an authority as he speaks. Okay, I'm not bigging him up. I am just saying there is an authority when he gets up and speaks. And we all know it. And you can't deny that. These are the days when we call those things which are not, and we don't want to say it because we're not actually seeing it the way we think it ought to be, but it is. It is. It exists. It's the truth. It's what it is. And we're having to live in that place. I really don't know. I want to hold on to all that happened in our body this morning.
Yes.
I really do. Because it's new. It's new. It's new. There's a corporate thing that's going on from the young to the old. A corporate thing. You're welcome. Corporate thing. Nobody is excluded. I want you to understand this thing that happened on Eleanor was of the Lord.
Yes.
It really was. Because I'm looking at her and saying, come, and she's saying, okay? She's holding this territory, and I'm nowhere to be found. But in that moment, it's her turn to lead. That's the key. It's her turn to lead. And so I, in faith in that delegated authority, I wait. And she picks it up. And she's waiting. And she's waiting. And sees the Lord break out upon the people because she waits upon the Lord. That was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And it taught me something. Because when you're leading, okay, you're hearing what the Lord is saying. But then there's a place where the leadership is no longer on you. It's on somebody else. And you have to be sensitive to know where that leadership is, where it is and what it's supposed to do. And you wait for it. You wait for it. You don't step into it because there's silence. You allow that to wait. So I'm so encouraged about how you guys are just stepping in. Well, you know, it's the bigness is in God, because he's drawing us up. He is, the bigness is in God. He is doing this thing in us and drawing each and every one of us into the fullness of himself. I want to declare over you, none of you are to be held back. No one. I utterly, genuinely release you to be fully who you are in this place. Fully who you are. Because that's what we all need. Because God created us out of the fullness of himself. And so, therefore, each one of us is needing to step as we are created, as Kevin always brings. You know, Thelma brings the glory, 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 glory. And Kevin, just be yourself. Come on. Just be who you are. Just be who you are. Now, those are words that are repeated over and over because we have to get it. Simple. Just have to get it. When we get it, that word will be already a living thing in us, a living epistle, so we don't need to hear it again. Speaking off the cuff, I got two books, and I genuinely don't know what to speak on. I think because it's new, I'm going to stay in the new. It's good, yeah. It's a bit, yeah, okay. So, about 20 years ago, I had an experience, again, an encounter. You know, these are the things that God has asked me to do in this new day, is to actually be myself as well. Yes. Thank you, Kevin. I have permission. And me being myself means I'm going to share things with you that are in my journals, but I have never shared with anybody. Maybe Thel might know, because she's walked with me for a very long time. But they're vulnerable places because they're encounters. But you've got your own encounters and visions and things and dreams and words of the Lord that you're looking to see happen. So I had 20 years ago, roughly or more, I'm gone to bed, and I thought I'd fallen asleep, but woke up, or I'm awake to a very large bronzed angel standing over me on my bed. So I'm here, and he's standing, and his arms are raised, and he calls to the winds. He calls to these winds, and a whirlwind. You see, I'm not feeling vulnerable for the first time, because I'm stepping out into the new, and it's okay. It's okay. Anyways, the whirlwind is going in the room, and I'm looking looking up at the angel as he's calling these winds, and he calls to the north, and he calls to the south, calls to the east, calls to the west, and there's this whirlwind going on in my room. And my hands and my feet are literally flapping like leaves. I can't do it, you know, because you can't do it physically. But I'm just all of a being blown by this wind. And in my head, I think, oh my gosh, God is here. I gotta call Thelma. What a strange thought, you know. But that's what you think. But I could not move because nothing was moving. I was in something else that I had no control of. Was not able to do that, but the winds eventually subsided, and he then lay down where I was, and he put his arm under my head and looked at me. Whoa. And I looked up, and again, in my head, the only thing that was coming out of my mouth or out of my head, because nothing was working, and I was, prophesy. I'm saying, prophesy. Why am I saying to this angel, prophesy? Speak to me, prophesy. Prophet, tell me what is going on here. I think that's what I'm asking. And in that moment, the room changed, and I am left on my bed with this holy just movement up and down my body, physically just pulsating with life. I knew I had had something wonderful happen, but it has taken me all this time to understand what that something is. I've never known what that is. But last April, when I had another encounter, which I have shared with you, those two things were akin. Those two things had the same quality that I can't forget, if you know what I mean. They just, I will always look at them as moments where God encountered me. And, you know, so the Lord began to speak to me recently about that, over this last week, actually, about that particular first encounter when the angel stood over me. And the Lord said, I called to the winds. I called to the winds. And the Lord is saying that you represent, you thought that was you. And God has done a remarkable work in me, I have to say. He has done an incredible work in the 28 years. If you want to know, my life is a total revolution. It really, really genuinely is. God has done something in me. I should not be here today. I should be dead at least three times over because of my abuse of myself. But what God has done, I give him all the glory. And yes, a whirlwind happened upon me, and I'm a different person. And I look back at that little girl who was, who she was, is Nadia, and I don't know who she was. I don't know her. But nonetheless, she was somebody that needed a God and needed a Savior. And she is me. And I am her. And as I looked with the Lord on this vision again, because he brought it back to me, he said, I have done a work in you. But today, you are not, you represent the ark. And I have, I'm going to do a work in the ark, a powerful work in the people. Yes. Amen. I want to say to you, I believe the Lord has said to me that the winds of the north, the east, the south, and the west are going to come and be in this place. I want you to remember the work that that happened in me was over many years. The work that happened in me was over and through many tears. The work that has happened is through the testings of the Lord, the yieldings to the Lord, the dyings to the Lord, and his will and purpose. And it will remain that same way until I go home. So the wind, I believe the wind of the Spirit is coming to this house. It already has begun in many ways. And that's why I'm encouraging you to step out, to be yourselves, fully yourselves, no holding back. Now, I believe the Lord has been saying to many of you, and particularly those who are breakthrough people, I've been talking this very thing. God might have been saying this thing to you in a way that belongs to you, and that the way he speaks to you, he's requiring something of you. There's something that he is inviting you into. And you know this thing, but you just don't know yet how to fall in. How do I fall into this that God is inviting me to? Because it is beyond you. It's beyond yourself. Anybody relating to that? Do you know what I mean? Okay. Oh, good. So there's a language that people are relating to, which is great. So remember, Jesus says, through Paul says of God that no mind has conceived or ear heard what God has prepared for us. It's beyond us. It's beyond what we can imagine or think or ask. Sorry? It is supernatural. It's beyond that. And so I know when I was little Nadia, wrapped up in a prison cell, what I'm here today is beyond me. It's far, far beyond what I could dream of or think of or imagine. That this would be my privilege? My goodness, would never have dreamed of it. Wouldn't have thought about it. But that's what I'm saying. That's his business, to take us into what he has imagined, what he has dreamed of, what he desires, what he wants. And we're called to live there. And he'll call these winds into this place, and anybody who's hearing today. A gentleman by the name of Adam came. Remember Adam who played the keyboards? Okay, so one of the first evenings that he came, he rang me up the next day, actually, and said, told me that he had, while he was preparing to come, he had had an encounter himself and had seen this building. And he had seen a large bronzed angel standing over Bedman Village Hall. And the angel took a sword, drove it through the roof, into the building, into the soil. Okay. So we have a whirlwind being called upon your life, but we have a sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. This house is going to be so aligned to the Word of God in these days. Yes, Claire. Hold it. Hold us in. with your words. The Lord has for us a purpose that is way beyond what we can imagine or think. So don't even worry to put any thought around it. Don't even put a thought around it. Believe it. Believe it. Agree with it. Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Excuse me. Because as Amy Grace sang, God is good. Thelma Pray, thank you, Keith. Thelma Pray, favor is on the house. Favor is upon his people. Okay? You either agree with that or you live in a place of insignificance, a place of, thank you ever so much, a place of, actually, it's a religious place. It's a religious place. I don't know how to explain that, but you see, religion keeps you under the law. It does not, the law has power, the word has power, but with religion, you follow the law, but it lacks the power. I know there's a word out there in the scriptures about that. So religion, that's the one, that's the one. Having the form of religion, but lacking the power. So, the Lord is, absolutely, okay? So, it's a millstone. It's a millstone around the neck, the law. You see, you all know this. Jesus has broken us off from the achieving, the trying to achieve. The thing is, as we read in Romans, we're called to believe. And that is it. We're called to believe. And what we're called to believe in is the things that are unseen.
Yes. Yes.
It's not the things that are temporal that make any sense. Okay, I'm telling you, you're going to have to be strong and very courageous in these days. Strong and very courageous. But the power that raised Christ from the dead lives in all of us. And therefore, you have the power and the authority and the word of God in you to accomplish what God has set it forth to do. God's word is sufficient. If he says a thing, it will do what it is meant to do. It will do it. So whatever he has placed inside each and every one of you, that it is his word. You yourself, I know I've preached on this, you yourself are a word that has come out of God's mouth. You are faith itself. Because the scriptures, if you look at Hebrews, we see that God himself is moving in faith. He speaks into a void. And he says, let there be. Wow. Now, that is faith in action. He takes the dead thing and makes it live. That which doesn't exist and makes it exist. There are things inside of each and one of us, the word, that does not yet exist in a fleshed out way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Doesn't quite yet. You hold it. You hold it. You hold it. You hold it. Because it is like the Christ. Like the Christ. He is piercing through, doing the word his father's will, which God has put into him to do this thing. And he endures and he perseveres to see the joy that is set before him. Yes. Now, you yourselves have a joy that is set before you.
Yes.
There's a word, and you know it's God's word. It's like it is something that is way out there beyond you. Really is. Do not say, not possible. That would not be aligning with what the Word of God says. Because the Word of God says all things are possible. All things are possible. Even dead bones rising up. The four winds. Yes, yes, yes. I have the itchiest nose. Could be God. Okay. Wow. So, the word is sure. The word is right. The word is righteous. It is perfect. God's word, when he speaks it, it is fruitful. It lasts. It stands forever. This house are coming into that place where we will see God's word alive, fleshed out in our lives. As somebody brought this morning, it is living. God's word is living. Okay? So the word that's inside of you, that thing that you can't let go, that hope, God, I'm looking for it, I'm straining for it, I'm reaching for it, I don't know how to achieve it, but I believe it. That thing, that word is designed to do something. It's sharp. That's God's word. It's sharp. Sharper than a two-edged sword. Okay? When God's word comes into you, wow, my soul and my spirit, I suddenly understand, oh, this is spiritual, oh, this is my soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get this. I understand this is lie, this is not true, this is true.
Yeah.
My joint and my marrow. That sword is getting right into the life of me. Because the marrow is where the life and the blood is going through. Okay? So right in there, goes right in to bring life. Life. The thoughts and intentions of my heart inside of me. What I have put all my hope in that is not secure and right because it isn't dwelling in Christ.
Yes.
Put that aside. Only dwell here. So the word is penetrating our own hearts and lives, but your word that God has produced out of his mouth when he said, let there be, Lois, that word in you is gonna succeed. It's gonna succeed. It has to, because it's God. It's not up to me. It's up to God to be true to his word. And God is not a man that he should lie. Let every man be a liar, but God be true. So I'm gonna just say, the angel that is straddling this building and has pierced through with his sword, I felt the Lord was saying these things. The word of the Lord is going to become even more because I believe that there's a high level of revelation happening on this body. People are coming into even the basic things, you know, really basic things. God loves me. Well, that's really basic. But to be utterly full of God's love through and through, you're saturated by it, you know, that nothing can separate you. I'm walking down the road. Two mugs come up to me and say, give me your phone. Could you just talk to him? Can you just talk to him? What are you talking about? No, talk to him. Who? I believe that. I believe that. I believe that's the inheritances of the sons of God. I gotta walk there. Because we were called to walk as sons and daughters of the living God, full of this word, which is truth. It's truth. It's reality. This is my reality. And this is not real. This is not real. This, which some of it I can't see with my naked eye, that's more real. And that's the reality that God has called us to bring upon the earth. He taught us how to pray. Christ taught us how to pray. Kingdom, come. Your will, here. You got to live there. Fix your eyes there on things that are above. And allow that to be fleshed out. There's no compromising, no talking through, trying to debate. You can't debate. You can't try to talk with people and try to make them see. No. You live it. You live it. You live it. You bring the word as the Lord brings it. You might want to, they might want to enter in debate. But the word is the word. Is the word is the word. Yes. That's it. And that truth remains. Do you know what I mean? Do you?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so the last thing. So I went into Revelations. I was reading Revelations. That is why this angelic thing came up, actually, that he brought back the vision of 20 years. I'm reading Revelation at the moment, and I recognize for the first time that John the Revelator wrote those things down as Jesus asked him to, because it's a revelation of Christ Jesus, Jesus brings through John. And he writes it to the angel of the church. Well, blow me down. Hello? Where have I been living? No, we are in a new day, okay? Because I'm not one to say that I have got an authority to command angels. And yet, there is a place where God will invite me to say, dude, angel, over here, I need your help. There will be times, and it's the acknowledging that we walk with an unseen world. As we begin to unpack that and walk with an unseen world and really flesh that out, it becomes a reality. You know, you can't get saved unless you step in and believe that word. Then you realize you're saved. Okay? So it's the same with this. Angelic realm. God has assigned angels to bodies all over the world. There's an angelic being all over the world with expressions of Christ. For the first time, I've understood that there is an angel that has been commissioned to this body. Well, okay. okay. Why didn't you tell me that before? If you all know. I didn't. I had not seen it so clearly. I had not seen it so clearly. So I said, wow, to the Lord. And he said, yeah. So he said, I said, so why is he here? Why do angels get hang out in their bodies of people? Ah, he said, because they come to assist and help the heirs of salvation. I know that scripture. You're right. Okay, so they're commissioned. They're sent by you, Father. Yes, and they're sent with a purpose, are they? They're sent with a purpose for a particular house because they have particular battles. Seven churches in Revelation, seven different kinds of battles that they're dealing with. And that angel over the ark is dealing with certain things. Certain pesky beasts that we need to get rid of. And I'm saying, I get it. I think I'm understanding this better. Okay, so as a son of God, can I pray this prayer? And I did. Okay, so basically, I said, because it was a moment of, Am I a heretic? Is there something weird about what I'm doing now? But God was in the room with me, so I felt I'm okay. And then I shared it with Thelm. I said, and Keith. I said, I'm not sure about me. But they were very kind, and they helped me. And then yesterday I had the opportunity to talk with Rachel, and I said, I need to talk to you about this. I did this. Is that good? She said, brilliant. And I thought, three witnesses. It's okay. I'm all right. Whew. I should have believed it the first time because God was in the room. But it's new. It's new. Yeah. To me, it's new. Yeah. Okay? So I prayed, God, you sent this angel here. I don't know. Long time ago when the Vincents were here. They were here in this place. That angel was here in that place, commissioned to do something then. Oh. And when Bruce made his way up the hill and was here, that angel was commissioned to do the same thing. Was trying to do the same thing, get whatever that is done. Well, I prayed. I said, everything that you want to get done, I want to, as the delegated leader in this place, Lord, I just want you to have your heart's desire. What you sent that angel to commission that angel to do, I'm just saying yes, yes. We'll work with you. We'll work with your plan. We'll work with his commissioning. We will work with the angel of this house to do the will of God. I'm not going to worship the angel. Let me get this straight. We don't worship angels. All right? We don't worship. Jesus Christ is Lord, and he'll always be Lord of this house. That is it. Plain and simple. But the Lord himself has sent the angel. Therefore, I will agree with whatever commission that God has put on this house to do. And I want to suggest to you that it is one, because we're seeing it, to align ourselves firmly with the word of God. Whatever it says, hear it and do it. Hear it and do it. That will make you salmon swimming upstream against the tide. Yes. But that's okay because it's his tide. Yes. And he will have you doing the supernatural as you align yourself firmly with God's truth. Yes. I believe, help my unbelief. You know when Jesus said to the disciples, "We're going to go to the other side, guys." And he lays down in the boat and sleeps. And the storm comes up. And they wake him up saying, "Gosh, we're perishing, we're perishing." And he wakes up and he, "Just be still, storm." And then he turns to them and he says, "Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Look, I have spoken. I said, we're going to the other side. That's it. If God says you're going to the other side, then you're going to the other side. The whole world is held up by his word. Everything lives and breathes by the sovereignty of him. So if he says, I'm going to go to the other side, I'm going to go to the other side. That's what he's saying. Where's your faith? The Lord is increasing our faith. The Lord is inviting us into this amazing, amazing, amazing adventure with him. Into the unknown, into the more than we can ask or think of or believe. He's the only one. What does it say in Ephesians? I'll look at some scripture. I haven't opened my Bible. I know the time. I know, tell me. It's time for everybody. It says this. Now to him who is able. Oh, let's go back. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. And we're going to end with this. From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory. Lord, grant us according to the riches of your glory.
Amen.
To be strengthened with power. Lord, we invite you to strengthen us with your power through his spirit in the inner man. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, Christ, dwell in our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Richly through faith. We began in faith, Lord. We want to continue in faith. We want to be utterly rooted and built up and grounded in your love. Your love. That we may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Say all the saints.
All the saints.
Every single person. It's every single person. There's no, you know, person that is high and lifted up more than any other. It's all of us.
Yes.
It's every single one of us. Let us not compare ourselves, Lord, with each other, because it's so unwise. But may we, Lord, comprehend with all the saints this very thing. The heights, the breadths and lengths and depths. To know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge.
Yes,
it is not information. As Thelma says, revelation that does not bring transformation is simply information. And so, Lord, we are not looking for information. We're looking to be profoundly impacted by your manifest presence, to know you, to experience you. Ugh. To experience you. Know the love of Christ with surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do. He is going to be able to do. He is going to be able to do far more than you think or even ask, beyond all that you can ask or think. According to what? To the power that works within us. The power that works in us is by faith. There's a word of faith in you. That same power is faith. The word of God is full of faith. Faithful is his word. When he speaks, it will accomplish. And so, Lord, I thank you right now that your word we have read out, we will be strengthened. We will be rooted in your love and grounded in your love. We will be filled to the fullness of God. We will enter into far more abundantly, more than we can ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen.